What are you currently listening to? Welcome back to After Hour Happy Hour. We are your chaotic but cathartic co-hosts. I'm Jamila.
I'm Sharon.
You're not. Wait, I'm scared. She said that and had no reaction and looked at me like I was crazy.
I'm gonna pee my pants.
I'm scared. Why did you say that?
I don't know.
No thoughts, just vibes. Sorry.
Okay, anyways, who are you?
I'm Vicky.
I'm Sharon.
And welcome to September's music sesh.
Whoa!
If you're new here, basically every month we do a music session where we each of us share a song and we have listened to it off the podcast and we come back and share our thoughts on it as well as any kind of music or updates that we want to give. Yeah.
Me
okay,
first.
Sure.
Okay, so my song is called My song is called Greedy by Tate McRae. McRae. The thing is, if you guys are on TikTok, you probably already know it because it's like a trending sound on TikTok before she released the song. So like, I feel like everyone already knows it because it's popping off. But I must say that I've been a Tate McRae fan since forever. Like, I watched her on So You Think You Could Dance when she was a kid. And like,
she's a dancer?
Yeah, she's a dancer. She's badass.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But yeah, anyway, her song, she officially dropped it yesterday. And so that's my choice. But my guess is that I think Jam likes it. It's like giving promiscuous vibes, era vibes. And Vicky, she's probably like, whatever.
That's accurate.
I feel like I can see why you like it, because it's so poppy. But I think it would have to be a full-blown TikTok trend for me to start liking it, probably. It really has to be played more for me to catch it.
I loved it.
I knew it! I knew it!
So we were getting ready yesterday to go out, and then that's when you play the song, and it was on the speakers. I honestly think the speakers, or the vibe, the mood of it, it really... elevated, because I felt like it was kind of like a party song.
Yeah, I agree.
But we're getting ready, and I was really trying to hold it in, not to have any reaction that I really liked it. I wanted to replay it or like play it again, but at the same time, I didn't want to say it because it would ruin the element of surprise in the episode. So I just held it until now.
Wow. Yeah, it gives like getting ready for party vibes, or just like I'm like a bad bitch kind of song. And so I thought Jam would like the vibe. Ooh, Vicky didn't like it. Oh, well.
Okay, it's not that I didn't like it, but it just didn't stick to me.
She is my Olivia Rodrigo. I know we're going to get into Olivia Rodrigo because that's Vicky's song choice this month. But my controversial take is that Olivia's overrated. And like, I'm like, why isn't Tate on her level? Because
I didn't know you were such a big Tate.
Yeah, she's so talented. I love her songs.
I don't think Olivia's overhyped. I think Tate just probably never got the chance to blow up. She probably would be on similar levels if she like something. Because I feel like Livy got big because TikTok sounds and stuff. Like Driver License really, really blew up.
I think also, I mean, I don't know what genre Tate is, but Olivia's is different.
Yeah, like I don't think I've heard any music that sounds like hers, especially her most recent album.
All right, well, on the top of Olivia, you want to go next then, Vicky?
The next song that I chose is Olivia Rodrigo, and it's called The Grudge. And I fantasize about a time you're a little fucking sorry, and I try to understand why you would do this all to me. You must be insecure, you must be so unhappy, not knowing my heart, hurt people. And I'm going to say that maybe you liked it, but then Sharon did not.
If I was an Olivia fan, I would like it.
Mm. I feel like it sounds like Driver's License.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I first listened to it in the shower, but I didn't realize my speakers aren't loud enough. So I was only hearing bits and pieces of The Grudge. And I
heard
like,
it and I was like, I don't know if you're actually listening to this too
much. No, and I was just like, wait, why does it sound so much like Driver's License? Mm-hmm. And then I came out and re-listened to it.
I like this more than Driver's License, but I wouldn't save it or listen to it.
Yeah, I feel like she she's a storyteller with this. Well, she is. Yeah, yeah. She writes all her music. That's why she also stands out too, is she's such a good songwriter. There's so many theories about her songs because they're so specific. And if you listen to the lyrics, like clearly they're about something. But she has said before that she'll never, she doesn't want her songs to be about a specific event, one, and two, she'll never announce what it's about no matter what people say. And I think she's starting to get real tired of people like doing conspiracy theories about it. I have a conspiracy theory. There's so many out there, but I'm gonna stick with this one because it's the one that I know best. But like, do you guys know about the Taylor Swift and Olivia Rodrigo beef?
No.
Oh, but it's the saddest thing of my life. It's the saddest drama of my life because those two are the people that I love the most. When Olivia dropped her last album, Sour, she had a song called Deja Vu on there. And for some reason, people started speculating hella, and like, because she has before said that she's such a big Taylor Swift fan, they're like, this sounds exactly like Cruel Summer. They speculated so much that she had to give credit to Taylor Swift. So if you look up like credits to whoever, it says Taylor Swift. And I think 50% of the income that I drove went to Taylor Swift. And so then after that, like, she cut all ties with Taylor Swift, like never mentioned her again, doesn't talk about her, doesn't say like she idolizes her as much as she's, because she used to love her. And then the biggest thing was like never went to Eras Tour. Like, you never saw her at her concert, and like, she's the biggest Taylor Swift fan, why wouldn't she be there? And so like, clearly they got a problem, and I think it's because of that. And then this song, the lyrics are like, oh, you had everything and you still took what's mine, and like, oh, you're everything that I wanted to be, and like stuff like that. So then there's so many theories out there. Like, there's another one that it's about one of Taylor Swift's opener, because one of Taylor Swift's opener used to be besties with Olivia.
Sabrina?
No. That was just another Grace thing. Grace Adams or whatever. Because there's a line in the song that was like, your little pretty ribbons on your hair, and Grace Adams always wears ribbon in her hair. But then my theory is it's about Taylor Swift, because like, Taylor Swift preaches this concept of like supporting artists, because like, she also went through a lot with the art music community, and like, she took 50% of Olivia's like income. It's so sad because I feel like people are treating Olivia the way that they treated Taylor Swift pre-Eras Tour. Because if you go, at least I'm on Olivia TikTok a lot, and so many people would like listen to a song and be like, this sounds exactly like that. Like, why does she keep doing this? She's gonna get sued again. Or like, this song isn't even original. It sounds exactly like this. But then everyone's just like, music gets reused all the time. Like, the backtrack's gonna sound like so many different things. And like, it's just like how it's gonna be in the music industry and stuff. So I don't know.
Yeah, tea.
I know. I feel like she's getting so much slack for it. And I feel bad because I'm like, we're not going to do another Taylor Swift again. Like, she doesn't need a documentary for you guys to be like, damn, people treated her like shit. There was another song that happened that she had to credit someone else to. I don't remember what. But like, a lot of people say like, she, this album, it truly encapsulates her being fucked over in the music industry. So like, her branding for a while has been purple. And like, purple is kind of like her innocence, like her young album and stuff. And then people are saying she's gonna break from that mold for her next album, because this album kind of signifies her getting fucked over, and she's like grown from that, and she's like very angsty and she's learning. And then the next album, she will like pop off and like be something different too.
Yeah, you could tell she's a story writer,
yeah,
or a songwriter. Which is, I don't know, something.
This album is very rock. I can see why you guys wouldn't like.
Yeah.
All right, well, my song is called No Hard Feelings by Denise Julia. If you guys tuned into our last month's episode, it was also Denise Julia. Something about her right now, it just really hit the spot for me. But my guess is, honestly, I feel like both of you guys liked it. It's very similar to Butterflies, but I don't think it hits your spot quite as well. So I'm going to say you guys both just kind of liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was the same comment as last month. I feel like I need to listen to it a couple of times and then it'll grow on me, or potential to grow on me.
This one, I liked it the first listen. I think I like this one more than Butterflies. My coworker recently showed me this playlist. By recently, I literally mean yesterday, but the playlist is called Point of View, You Are in Middle School in Late 2000, Early 10s, and is like the throwbacks of like Tayo Cruz, Jason Derulo, Kesha, and I've been like, that playlist has been no skip for me. Like yesterday we were getting ready. It was just such a fun party playlist. So I just want to throw it out here. And then also I'll add a playlist link in our description so y'all can feel the nostalgia that I feel. Because the music, like I was telling you guys, it just doesn't hit the quite party vibes anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they don't make songs like that anymore. It's all like TikTok sounds.
Yeah, like even pop songs now, like I feel like there's not much like
clubbing.
Like songs. Yeah, like dance hits. Like, you know, like Jason Derulo.
Yeah. But I feel like Doja Cat songs, I could see as like a bop, but not like a dancing in your room type of vibes.
Yeah, like the pop songs now, like it's a bop.
Yeah.
And it's like fun to listen to, but nothing gets me going like, I'm gonna break your
brain. Oh, yeah. That's so 2000.
Or like, shawty, melody, something like, are we playing?
In my head. That was so bad. That was so bad.
Or wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. Dude, classic.
So good. I saw a TikTok of some girls. It was like, what generation of music would you want to experience if you could? Or like POV, you were born in the wrong generation. And it's this girl saying she wishes she experienced the, I think it's the 2013-14 era of like One Direction and Five Sauce. And I was like, you made me feel so old, because like that's not that long ago, but like she's saying she missed out on it. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck? But like, I agree, they don't, like, music doesn't hit the like same that, like yeah. that anymore.
I think it's because everything is so overly saturated now. Back then everything was so new that it seemed so great.
But it also goes through like phases. I think during then it was more of those like pop dance
fangirl like, era. Yeah,
I have hits now. Actually, I don't really know the top hits right now.
Same. I realized that the other day, is like there's so much music out there, so much music out there, I don't know what's popular anymore. Like there's like TikTok popular, then there's radio hits, then there's like top 100. As much as I love Taylor Swift and Olivia, there's still so many other songs out there that I would never like sit and listen to there. Actually, I do, but like not a lot of people will sit and listen to the full album on repeat, on replay all the time, because they have so many options. Versus back then, like you download it on your iPod and then that's all you listen to until you add more. So it made it so much easier to be a top hit and also so well known.
I remember I used to be on the Pirate Bay and look at like what are new albums releasing and downloading that onto my iPod. Mm-hmm. It was like every other Friday kind of activity.
Yeah. Are we going to any concerts coming up?
I do not have any planned.
I would like to go to a rave, and I would like to go to a Twice concert.
Oh my gosh, I want to go to a K-pop concert.
Yeah.
That wraps up our music sesh for September. Let us know what you're listening to, because we low-key on a music drop right now. Yeah, we've been, and no one's recommending anything. So come on, girl, DM us at after our happy hour. The hour is HR. And we'll wrap up this episode there. See you guys next time.
Bye. Bye.